Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
glad to be here again.
很高兴我又能够来到这里。
Today's message actually is a continuation of the message I gave a couple of months ago.
今天的信息其实是我两个月前来的所分享的信息的延续。
And last time when I was here, I shared with you focusing on verse 19 to verse 21.
我上次来所分享的重点是从十九节到二十一节。
And those verses talk about three major ideas relating to temple worship.
那一段经节所讲的是圣殿敬拜的三个要素。
It talks about the holy place, the curtain, and the high priest.
那段经节讲到圣所、幔子和大祭司。
And we talk about how Jesus fulfilled everything required in the Old Testament time.
我们也提到那个时候在这个经节里面讲到耶稣满足了这三样的要求。
And bringing us to this new relationship with God through Jesus.
那经过耶稣呢，我们也跟神有了新的关系。
So because of that, we can enter this holy place.
就是因为这个我们的关系跟神的关系更新了，我们就能够进入这个圣所。
And we can be in the presence of God.
我们可以在神的面前。
But today we're going to look at the last three verses.
今天呢，我们要再讲下面的三个经节。
And it is going to be focusing on as we be in God's presence.
那这三个经这三节呢，会解释我们因为我们在神的面前。
Our life should be changed.
我们的生命应该会被改变。
So while last time the title is God's given privilege.
所以上次的标题是神所给的特权。
Today is God's given life.
今天所讲到的是神所赐的生命。
There will be changes in our hearts, our hope, and our community.
那我们的生命上的改变有三方面，一个是心灵的改变，一个是盼望的改变，还有是我们群体的改变。
So as we take a look at these three changes, our hearts, our hope, and our community.
所以当我们看这三方面的改变，我们的心，我们的盼望和我们的群体。
We can see how our life is changed.
我们可以见到我们整体的生命是如何改变。
So we'll start by looking at our heart.
我们首先来看我们的心。
Here it says that we are to come to God with a true heart.
这里讲到我们要存着诚心来到神的面前。
So if there's a true heart, then we have a false heart.
既然有这里说有诚心的话，一定也有个虚假的心。
And before we came to Christ, unfortunately, we are all under the influence of this false heart.
在我们信主之前，我们都被这个虚假的心影响到。
This false heart gives us the wrong idea of what to desire.
这个虚假的心叫我们渴望很错误的事物。
We were mistakenly led to believe that our goal is to have the pursuit of happiness.
我们错误地相信我们生命的重点，生命的目标是要追求幸福快乐。
One of the unalienable rights in the U.S. Declaration of Independence.
就如美国独立宣言里面所列的不可剥夺的权利之一。
Because of this pursuit of happiness,
因为我们需要追求幸福快乐。
Sometimes this false heart cries out for our desire to do whatever we feel that we need to do to get happiness.
那我们这个虚假的心呢，就会要我们不择手段的去追求我们必要的东西。
If we believe that power is what we need to gain happiness, we'll do everything to gain power.
如果我们觉得我们需要有权力才会快乐的话，我们会不择手段的去追求这个，去争取权力。
We see this in the aggressions, in the wars that happen throughout history.
我们在历史上各个战争里面就可以见到这一点。
But we also see that in our workplace, all the office politics that we see and experience.
我们也可以在工作场合里面同事之间的勾心斗角看到这方面。
And in a smaller but more significant way, we see this in married couples.
甚至我们在婚姻里面夫妻之间的纠纷也看得见。
We want power, we want control.
我们都要权力，我们要控制。
We desire submission from others so that we can fulfill, so that our desire can be fulfilled.
我们都想要对方屈服，这样我们的渴望才可以满足。
And some of us may believe that prosperity is what is needed in our false heart.
也许有些人的虚假的心叫他们追求财富。
Then we will find ways to make money in whatever ways we can.
那我们就会想尽办法去赚更多的钱。
Every few years in this country, we have a financial crisis.
在我们国家里面，好像每几年就有一个金融危机。
But despite all these financial crises, we still see CEOs making millions of dollars.
但是每次有金融危机，这些大企业的总裁还是会赚取几百万、几千万的酬劳。
And we also desire prosperity and pursue prosperity in our own lives.
而我们不光是他们，我们在我们的生活里面也是想办法追求财富。
From little things like paying cash so that we don't have to pay tax in the restaurant.
从最小的，比如说吃饭的时候，我们在餐馆吃饭的时候，我们用现金结账，这样就不用就会省税。
Or sometimes to focus so much on making money that we ignore the needs of our families around us.
或者有的时候我们为了赚钱而工作过量，我们就忽略了我们的家人、我们的朋友。
Our hearts dictate our action.
我们的心带动着我们的行动。
Our false heart would prevent us from seeing what we truly desire as one created by God.
我们虚假的心让我们看不见我们作为神造之物真正应该渴望的东西。
Many years ago, when I first learned how to drive, I drove very, very carefully.
很多年前，我刚学会开车的时候，我开车开得很小心。
And I remember that on a rainy evening, as I started driving.
有一天晚上正在下雨，我就在路上开车。
Slowly, I saw that it's getting more foggy outside.
然后我一边开就觉得好像外面的雾越来越大。
Things seem to be so unclear in front of me because fog is accumulating on my windshield.
雾大的雾越来越浓，我觉得能见度越来越差。
So being a young driver, seeing all these fog, I drove slower and slower.
那因为我还是不是开车经验很少，所以我就越开越慢，越开越慢。
But the strange things to me is that I was the only one that was slowing down on the street.
奇怪的是在整条路上只有我一个车子越开越慢。
Cars were passing by all around me.
其他的车路上其他的车都一直在超过我。
So I would like sit, get more careful to try to look and see if I could continue to drive.
所以我就更慢的停下来，要想要看清楚。
And the guy behind me started honking me.
那我后面那个车呢？那个司机开始按喇叭。
So as a new driver, I figured, okay, I better pull over and wait till the fog dissipates.
所以我就想说，也许我该停下来，我到路边停下来，等雾散了再开，再继续开。
But the fog never got dissipated.
但是雾一直都没有散。
So I decided that, okay, let me open the car door and take a breath outside.
所以我想，我开个门出去呼吸一下新鲜空气好了。
But the strange thing is, when I opened the car door and walked outside,I realized that there was no fog.
奇怪的是我当我开了车门一到车到出到外面发现其实外面根本没有雾。
And that's the day that I learned the defog feature in the car.
我就是那一天学到原来车子有一个除雾器的这个功能。
But our relationship with God should also serve as our defogger.
但我们跟神的关系就应该像这个除雾器一样
，allowing us to see what our true heart actually desires，
让我们能够清楚地看见我们的心真正的渴望是什么。
The passage here it talks about we are being cleansed in two ways。
这一段经节讲到说我们的身体，我们的心以两种方式被洁净。
First, our heart was being, our body washed with pure water.
首先是我们的身体用清水洗净了。
What is this referring to?
这什么意思呢？
It refers to the act of baptism.
这指的是我们受洗。
It talks about our declaration of faith in Christ.
我们的洗礼是用来宣告我们信靠了基督。
It is an outward application of water.
这是外在用水的清洗。
But it is about this inward cleaning that come from God for those of us that have accepted Christ.
那这外在的清洗呢，是代表象征了我们内在被神洁净，被因为基督而被神洁净。
And then our hearts sprinkle clean from an evil conscience.
另外一个方面呢，是我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去。
How, when we look at the word conscience, a lot of times we think that there is like about this connotation of this idea of a desire for good.
通常我们讲到天良，都会想到这个词有包括善良的意思。
Especially the Chinese translation about 良 is good things.
尤其中文的翻译有包括良这个字，好像是包括做善事，良善的意思。
But,The real meaning of the Greek word here does not have that goodness in there.
但是在原文希腊文那个字呢，并不包括善良的意思。
It is more about our consciousness.
它只是指的我们的自觉或者是我们的意识。
And the presence of sin inside us means that this consciousness is unclean and will need to be sprinkled clean.
因为我们的罪性。这个自觉，这个意识是不干净的，需要被洁净的。
It is through the blood of Christ that our hearts are cleansed.
要透过基督的宝血，我们的心才能够被洁净。
And with a cleansed heart, our true hearts are exposed.
洁净了之后，我们的真诚的心才会被展露出来。
Then we can allow this true heart to guide us.
然后这个诚心才能够带领我们。
In a true heart, there's no hypocrisy, no insincerity.
在一个诚心里面是没有假善，没有虚伪的。
There's no dishonesty.
没有欺骗。
A true heart knows what Christ has done.
一个诚心明白基督的作为。
A true heart knows that we can really be drawn near to God.
一个诚心知道我们真正可以来到神的面前。
That we can know God.
我们可以了解神。
That we can walk in praise and thanksgiving.
我们可以跟神，我们可以终日赞美神。
With a true heart, we see God's generosity.
有了一个诚心呢，我们也可以看见神的丰富，神所赐给我们的丰富。
We see God's provision for us so that we no longer have to feel the need to fear for not receiving.What we need.
当我们明白了这个神的丰富，我们就不再需要惧怕缺乏。
A friend of mine shared this story about him and his son.
我有个朋友跟我讲了他跟他儿子一段对话。
His son got quite a good amount of red pocket money during Chinese New Year.
这个儿子在过春节的时候收到很多压岁钱。
So once he got that money, he said, "I'm rich."
他拿到那么多压岁钱，他说：“哎，我很有钱了。”
So the dad said, "Good for you."
那爸爸说：“好啊，那太好了。”
So now you can buy what you need every day using your own money.
那你现在那么有钱了，你每天所需要的东西，你就自己付钱去买好了。
So I told him roughly how much a meal costs.
那这个父亲就开始跟儿子解释每天吃饭大概要花多少钱。
I told him how much gasoline costs when I drive you to school every day.
开车送儿子上学上下学那个汽油钱要多少钱。
And I saw that from the eyes of the son realized that, okay, he was getting a little scared.
然后我正在他一直讲的时候就发现那个儿子开始有点害怕了。
I said, since you're interested in this,Why don't you go and check out how much college tuition is these days?
那这爸爸又在说，那既然我们讲到这里，你要不去 Google 一下，看看大学的学费是多少钱？
So the boy ran and Googled on the computer how much college tuition is.
这个男孩呢就跑去 Google 看说大学要学杂费要多少钱？
And he came back and said, "Daddy, Daddy, guess what I'm going to do?"
那儿子然后就跑回爸爸身边说，爸爸你我决定要怎么样了？
I'm going to give you all that I have.
我把我的压岁钱全部给你好了。
But please pay for what else I will need.
但是我所需要的就你负责吧。
Initially, our false heart lead us to behave like the son at the beginning.
起初我们虚假的心就让我们跟这个儿子一样。
We think that all that we have is for our own use.
我们以为我们拥有的是要该我们自己享用。
We think that, oh, we can use this to meet our desire, to fulfill our needs.
我们觉得我们有的东西，我们所有的可以用来供给，用来购买我们想要的或是需要的。
We think that through saying 恭喜恭喜 he could get enough every year.
我们只要说恭喜恭喜，我们每年就需要的钱就够了。
We thought that's the way to go.
我们以为这是正确的想法。
But our true hearts help us to see that, no, all that we have is from God.
但是我们真诚洁净了的心会让我们看见不是这样的，我们所需要的都是从神来的。
We need to give all that we have to God.
我们必须将我们所有的献给神。
And trust that He would provide for us what we need.
然后信靠他来供应我们所需要的。
This is how our true hearts help us to see the clear picture, the reality.
这是一个诚心如何让我们清楚地见到现实事实。
But the passage goes on to talk about hope.
下一个这一节继续会讲到盼望。
Let's read verse 23 together.
来，我们一起读23节。
Start with English and then Chinese. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的。
Life brings many different experiences to each of us.
生命中是有各种不同的体验。
Some of us have been blessed, and we have an easy life.
我们有些人也许生活比较安逸。
Some of us have gone through different trials and tribulations.
那有些人呢，也许生命中经历比较多的考验。
I remember when I was younger, things were going so well that I don't understand why we really need hope. Things are good.
我记得我年轻的时候呢，还算蛮平稳，一帆风顺，所以一切都很顺利。所以我那时候并不了解为什么需要有盼望。
But as life goes on, I learned that trial and tribulations are not only inevitable.
但经过多年的成长，我慢慢了解，考验和艰难不单只是无可避免的。
But that is actually what is needed for us to correct our own sense of security.
而且他们很重要，因为他们能够矫正我们从哪里得到安全感。
There are moments that we need hope to anchor us.
有时候我们需要盼望来稳定我们。
To help us to move forward.
或许有时候我们需要盼望来帮助我们往前行。
But hope is not only there to guide us to move on with life.
但盼望不光只是帮助我们面对在面对生活里面的艰难。
It is there to guide us to face the ultimate issue of life.
而是要带领我们面对生命本身。
And last week, one of the most respected pastors in New York, Tim Keller, passed away.
上个礼拜呢，有一位纽约最受崇敬的牧师 Tim Keller 去世了。
His teaching and his ministry touched the lives of many, and myself included.
他的教导和他的事工影响了许多人，包括我在内。
And this was how he once described the gospel.
他曾经如此描述福音。
He said that we are more sinful and flawed in ourselves than we ever dared believe. Yet, at the very same time, we are more loved and accepted in Jesus Christ than we ever dare hope.
他是这样说的，我们自身的罪孽和缺陷比我们愿意相信的还多，但同时我们在耶稣基督里得到的爱和接纳也比我们敢于盼望的还要多。
Just like he said, when we are honest to ourselves, we see our own frailty, we see our own darkness.
就如他说的，当我们愿意真正面对自己的时候，我们看见自己的脆弱，自己的黑暗。
Sometimes it is so dark that it is difficult for us to accept ourselves or to love ourselves.
有的时候我们所见的是黑暗到我们很难接受自己，很难爱自己。
The deeper we dig, the more ugliness we see.
那我们越去探索，就发现有更多的，越来越多的丑陋。
And sometimes we don't act out those ugliness.
就算这些我们不一定表现出来。
But we see that in our thoughts, in our attitude.
但我们可以从我们自己的想法，自己的态度看得见。
And our effort to cover them up.
甚至我们有时候刻意去隐瞒我们的丑恶，我们在那里面也看见自己的黑暗。
The hope of the gospel is that before we find out how ugly we are, God already knows.
福音所给的盼望就是在我们对自己有这种认知之前，神已经知道了。
When Jesus was on the cross, he took all of our sins.
当耶稣在十字架上的时候，他将我们的罪孽全部放在他自己身上。
He embraced us.
他接纳了我们。
And to tell us that this is the reason why he was on the cross.
也借此告诉我们，就是因为这样子，我们才需要福音。
The gospel is the message of hope.
福音是一个充满盼望的讯息。
And here he says, what do we do with this hope?
那这里讲到我们对于这个盼望要做些什么呢？
It says, hold fast without wavering.
这里说要坚守，不致摇动。
It is something that we have to take action to hold on to.
表示说我们必须用行动来掌握住这个，掌握住这个盼望。
And this actually explains the way that we experience life, why we have doubts at different times.
这也解释了为什么我们在生命里常常会有怀疑，会自我怀疑。
The evil one is trying to take this faith away from us.
因为魔鬼要抢走我们的信心。
The voice of the world around us challenges our faith.
四周的声音都在挑战我们的信心。
Just like the way the devil tempted Jesus.In the wilderness.
就如魔鬼在旷野里面试探耶稣一样。
But this also tells us how we can handle this doubt.
但这也教导我们如何面对我们的怀疑。
The phrase hold fast can also be translated of as taking possession.
坚守这个词也可以被翻译成占有、拥有、持有。
We have to take possession of our faith.
我们必须占有、拥有、持有自己的信仰。
Our faith is not the faith of our parents.
我们的信仰不是我们父母的信仰。
We are not here worshiping God because our parents told us to come.
我们来敬拜神不是因为父母叫我们来。
In the same way, our faith is not the faith of our children.
我们的信仰也不是我们孩子的信仰。
We are not here because our kids want us to come.
我们不是因为我们的孩子叫我们来，我们才来敬拜神。
It is also not the faith of our friends.
我们的信仰也不是我们朋友的信仰。
We are here shouldn't just simply because our friends are here.
我们不是因为我们有朋友在这个教会，或在任何教会，我们才会敬拜神。
We have to take ownership of our faith.
我们必须真正拥有自己的信仰。
Because otherwise, once we lose the people that brings us to the church.Then we lose our faith.
否则，一旦带我们到教会的人离开了，我们的信仰就不稳定了，就散失了。
But secondly, we also have to know that our faith is real because the one who promised is faithful.
另外，我们也要知道，我们的信仰是真实的，因为应许我们的那位是信实的。
Hope is usually about something that has not yet happened.
通常盼望是指着还没有发生的事情。
But our faith is special and is different.
但我们的信仰非常独特。
Because our faith is based on something that has already happened.
因为它是基于一个已经发生的事情。
Because he who promised is faithful, we do not have to waver.
因为那应许我们的是信实的，所以我们不需要摇动。
How powerful and how real is this hope?
那这个盼望的力量有多大呢?
I just came back from a trip to Hong Kong a few weeks ago.
我几个礼拜前刚从香港回来。
And during that time, I had a chance to do prison visits.
我这次我有机会参加了监狱事工的探访。
And I got to visit quite a few prisoners in prison.
那我探访也见到了不少的监犯。
And many of them.We're serving life sentences.
其中很多呢是判了终身拘禁的。
So they had committed many different serious crimes.
所以他们犯的有些是犯的相当严重、相当重大的罪。
But I realized that some of them formed a band in the prison.
但他们其中有些人组了一个乐队。
And they were able to not only sing praises and play music.
他们不但唱赞美诗奏乐
They actually wrote their own songs.
他们还写了很多自己写了很多诗歌
As I read through the songs that they wrote, I was really touched by the words that they use.
当我看他们所写的歌的时候，我被他们的所写的歌词很感动
So I quoted some of them here.
所以我这里抄了一些给你们看。
This song is titled Story Behind Bars.
这首歌叫做《铁窗下的故事》。
So it's about their stories.
是他们在监狱里的故事。
But in it, it says, the thread in the mother's hand, the love in the father's heart, yet we are separated and cannot meet. I'm alone in a dark room behind bars, speechless, alone, lamenting.
歌词是说慈母手中线慈父爱绵绵唯隔万重山怎相见但我却身在铁窗暗暗室内无言独留下百般感慨
When you read the words you feel the sense of hopelessness helplessness that they have in their lives
当你读这个歌词的时候你可以感觉到他们的无奈和绝望
You know that for someone thatLike, because they have life sentence, they wouldn't even be qualified for parole for at least 25 years.
你知道他们其实因为他们很多的是终身监禁他们要至少25年才有假释的机会。
So many of them know that they would never see their parents again.
所以他们很多人都知道他们可能没有再见他们父母的机会了。
So when they said here is separated and cannot meet, they don't mean that just at that moment.
所以当这里讲到跟父母分开，并不是讲到他们写这首歌的时候。
They may never see them again.
而是他们也许再也没有在这个世上见他父母的机会了。
But when they were able to place that hopelessness in God.
但当他们把这个他们的绝望交在神的手里的时候
This is what they wrote in the last verse.
他们最后一节是这样子写的
Said, sad, tired, powerless. Yet, the love of God approaches me like a cloud. The meaning of the cross, the healing of my wounds, breaking through the bars to soar with wings.
愁者苦困无力再前行神爱像云彩般飘进十架里的意义创伤替我医治重重愈劳突破荆斩展翅
I was so touched when I see the phrase to soar with wings
当我看到展翅这两个字我心里非常感动
For us we all feel that it's hopeless and helpless
我们看见的只是绝望无奈
In ChristThey felt that they could soar with wings.
但是在基督里，他们觉得他们可以展翅高飞。
To us, they were trapped in the prison.
对我们，在我们眼里看来，他们是困在监牢里。
But in the eyes of God, they are ministers. They are encouragers. They are people of praise.
但是在神的眼里，他们是继续服侍、鼓励、赞美神。
God totally changed the way they look at the world.
神完全改变了他们的世界观。
They look at it with a true heart.
他们以诚心来看。
And they anchor their hopelessness with real hope.
那他们的绝望呢？他们的绝望已经被改成稳定在神的盼望里。
What a powerful story that is.
多么有力的一个故事。
True heart.
诚心。
Real hope.
真正的盼望。
How does that change the community that we are in?
那这怎么改变我们的群体呢？
Let's read verse 24 and 25 together.
我们一起读24、25节。
And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works.Not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉。既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
I think that this is one of the most quoted verse to encourage brothers and sisters to come to church to worship.
我们常常引用这段经文来鼓励弟兄姐妹来教会崇拜。
This is definitely important, especially after the pandemic that we have gone through.
这肯定是非常重要的，尤其是疫情把我们的生活规律都打乱了。
And I know that CT is trying to encourage brothers and sisters to come back so that there won't be live streaming starting in July.
我也知道正主教会希望鼓励大家能够到现场来大家一起聚会，所以从七月开始呢，就会停止线上崇拜。
Here it talks about this idea of habits.
这里有讲到习惯。
We all have habits.
我们都有习惯。
Some good, some bad.
有的是好习惯，有的是坏习惯。
But what leads us to form habits?
那习惯是怎么形成的呢？
It's usually because there are certain elements that attract us as we do these habits.
通常是因为某些行为里面有一些吸引我们的因素。
And here I'm not equating totally worshiping at home with neglecting to meet together.
我并不是把线上崇拜和完全停止聚会画上等号，我并不是说他们是相等的。
But I can see the similarities in terms of how we look at the situations.
但我觉得两个之间有一些类似的方面。
If you ask brothers and sisters why they are not coming back to church,
如果你问弟兄姐妹为什么不回到教会来聚会，
some of them do have valid health concerns.
有些确实有一些真正健康的考量。
But the general answers would, for most of them would be the same.
不过很多回答都会比较类似像这样子的。
By not coming, I save a lot of time.
我如果不需要来到现场，我省了很多时间。
You know how easy it is to wear your pajamas and worship in front of the TV?
你知道穿着睡衣然后坐在电视前面崇拜多容易吗？
And some, if you are more honest, you could say that, yeah, I'm just being lazy.
那也许有些比较诚实的呢，会说，对，我确实我只是偷懒而已。
But here, when we look at the words here, that is used here.
但我们看看这两节里面的一些字眼。
Here, there's a little difference between the English and the Chinese translation.
在这里呢，中文跟英文的翻译有一点出入。
The Chinese translation show three phrases.
中文的翻译有三个词。
The three phrases in verse 24.
在24节里面有三个词。
But in English, it's structured a little differently.
不过英文翻译的那个结构稍微有一点不同。
First, it talks about let us consider.
英文是讲到我们 let us consider, 让我们来考虑，让我们来思考。
And what's there to consider?
那思考什么呢？
We consider to stir up one another.
我们思考一下如何激发彼此激发。
And what to do when you stir up one another?
那激发来做什么呢？
Is to love, to love and good works.
来相爱然后行善。
So while Chinese have three phrases,
所以虽然中文翻译是有三个不同的词。
English is like, let us consider.
英文是说来我们来考虑一下。
Consider what? Consider to stir up.
考虑一下如何激发彼此。
How to stir up by love and good works.
激发彼此来相爱和行善。
So let's take a look first as what is let us consider.
那我们先看看这个让我们考虑一下这个考量这个字眼。
When you think about consider, it's kind of like not very strong. It's like you can think about it. It's like, let's consider.
当我们想到考虑这个字、考量这个字好像不是很强烈。
When someone say that, when someone give you ideas, you say, I'll consider it. It basically means that you won't consider it, actually.
也许有人给你一个建议，你说，哦，我考虑一下。常常我们用这个来代表说我们其实我们不会考虑。
But that's not what the words means here.
但这个字的意思不是这样的。
It means that we are to put our mind to it.
这里呢是要说我们应该用心。
We are to fix our eyes on it.
我们必须专注这一点。
If you are to consider it, you are to consider it attentively.
我们必须要仔细的思考。
Why do we think that we should not neglect these meetings here?
我们是真正为什么会觉得我们不应该停止聚会呢
？Sometimes we go to these meetings at church because we feel obligated to go.
有的时候我们参加聚会，因为把它当作义务。
Sometimes we go because we feel that we have to go.
有的时候觉得我们非去不行。
If we don't go, someone is going to call or text you and say, "Why weren't you here?"
要是我们不去聚会，会有人打电话来，或者是短讯来问，哎，你人在哪里？
And you realize that the explanation that you will have to give will be longer than actually going to the meeting and coming home.
那要费心去想一个妥善的回答呢，还不如就干脆去聚会算了。
And for some of us, we may just see that, oh, this is more like a social gathering, so I don't have to go all the time.
那也许对有些人来说，这就是像一个社团、一个会所一样，我也不需要老是去。
But that means that we look at these.Meetings, going to church casually.
但这就表示我们把聚会看得非常轻率。
We will go when we can.
我们方便就去。
But if it takes up too much time, we will not go.
但如果要花太多时间不方便，我们就不去。
But that's not what the writers of Hebrews talking here.
但希伯来书的作者不是如此看的。
He said that we are to take these meetings seriously.
他是说我们要看待这些聚会我们要非常严肃地看待聚会
We are to make an effort to go
我们要尽力地参加
Why?
为什么呢
Because we are there to stir up one another and to encourage one another
因为这是给我们激发爱心勉励行善的机会
We focus so much on not neglecting to meet part of this verse
有时候我们的重点放在不可停止聚会上面。
So we should tell people that no, 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 you should go.
所以我们就跟大家说，哦哦，一定要来聚会，要来聚会。
But we actually should focus more on why we should go.
但我们的重点应该放在为什么要来聚会。
That we are there to stir up one another and to encourage one another.
我们来聚会是为了要激发彼此的爱心，勉励彼此行善。
What does stirring means?
激发什么意思
？This has a more interesting translation is to irritate.
激发也可以翻译成刺激。
Which means that it is not necessarily comfortable.
那被刺激当然不是很舒服的事。
But also the idea of stirring up or irritating means that there is something there to be stirred up.
但若要激发或者刺激，就表示要有东西被激发或刺激。
And you look at the context of this passage, it is to stir up what is in our true heart.
那看这段经文的全部呢，就可以了解，这是要激发我们的诚心。
A heart that is filled with the presence of God.
一个被神所充满的诚心。
We are to stir up one another to love.
我们要激发爱心。
We are to stir up one another for good deeds.
我们要激发行善。
One is a relational term to love one another.
一个是有关于我们的关系，我们人与人之间，弟兄姐妹之间的关系。
One is an action term, the good deeds.
一个是有关行动方面的。
We are not here just to be comfortable.
我们不是来开心、高兴、社交的。
We are here, using the translation word here, we are here to irritate each other.
我们是要来刺激彼此的。
Okay, sometimes we do it in the bad way of irritating each other, but this means a good irritation.
当然有的时候我们刺激的并不是好的方面，但是这里是讲说在好的方面彼此刺激、激发。
We're here to challenge each other.
我们要彼此挑战。
To stir up what God has placed in our hearts.
激发神所放在我们心里的。
So that we can together build a loving community and an action community.
这样子我们才可以建立一个相爱的群体和一个行动的群体。
We can love one another and we can do good deeds to the community around us.
这个群体可以彼此相爱，也可以行善。
But not only to stir, we also here to encourage one another.
不光是激发彼此激发，我们也要彼此鼓励，彼此勉励。
Throughout the book of Hebrews, we see that this idea of persecution is mentioned repeatedly.
在希伯来书里面不断提到迫害。
It mentioned persecution in the past in chapter 10, verse 32.
有过去的迫害。
It says, but recall the former days when after you were enlightened, you endure a hard struggle with sufferings, sometimes being publicly exposed to reproach and affliction, and sometimes being partners with those so treated.
你们要追念往日蒙了光照以后所忍受大征战的各样苦难，一面被毁谤，遭患难，成了戏景，叫众人观看，一面陪伴那些受这样苦难的人。
It also talk about persecution in the present.
希伯来书也讲到现在的迫害。
Remember those who are in prison, as though in prison with them, and those who are mistreated, since you also are in the body.
你们要纪念被捆绑的人，好像与他们同受捆绑，也要纪念遭苦害的人，想到自己也在肉身之内。
But it also talks about persecution in the future.
但他也讲到将来会他们会遭受的迫害。
Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood.
那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。你们与罪恶相争，还没有抵挡到流血的地步。
As believers in Christ, life has been difficult for them.
这些基督徒生活，他们的生活非常艰苦。
They have faced different forms of suffering.
他们有面对各样的痛苦。
Some of them have been imprisoned.
有的被抓去坐牢。
Some of them have lost property.
有的丧失了财产。
And some of them have to face public ridicule.
有的被当众羞辱。
And unfortunately, they had to expect more to come.
而且呢？不幸的是他们知道将来还会有更多的迫害，更多的痛苦。
They needed encouragement from one another.
他们需要彼此的勉励跟鼓励。
And they were there to encourage one another.
同时他们也在给彼此，给别人鼓励。
So this idea of meeting together is about dealing with real life, real issues, real challenges.
所以我们聚会是为了一起面对现实的挑战，现实的挣扎。
As we meet, we should be able to listen to one another.
那我们聚会的时候呢？我们聚会是我们必须能够彼此聆听，彼此了解。
To understand each other.
来了解彼此，了解对方。
To share our struggles.
来分享我们的挣扎。
To encourage one another.
来彼此鼓励。
We are to be transparent, open, and vulnerable.
我们要将生命开放，让自己透明化。
We are to remind each other that as we face the challenges in life, that we have hope.
我们要彼此提醒，虽然说在生活里面我们会有各种挑战，但我们有共同的盼望。
That's why it talks about, it says, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
所以这这一节里面说，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
If meetings like this, who would not want to go?
如果聚会是这样子的情景，有谁不会想去呢？
Think about times that you feel that you are distanced from God.
想想你有没有曾经感觉离神距离很远的时候？
You are unsure of what's going on in your life.
你也不太确定生活上遭遇的是怎么，到底是怎么回事？
But we know that there is a community of believers that we can be there to share.
但是我们知道有一个群体，有弟兄姐妹，我们可以一起分享。
Be there to learn.
可以一起学习。
And sometimes we're just there to cry together.
甚至一起哭泣。
We want to be with people.That understand what we are going through.
我们需要旁边有人了解我们的经历。
But not only understand, but be able to point us to see Christ at work in our lives.
而且不单是了解，而是要帮助我们，让我们看到我们在基督里的盼望。
Think of the meetings, the gathering that you have been to that give you this sense of community.
想想你有没有参加过这样的聚会，让你有这样子的感觉。
Instead of neglecting to go to these meetings, you want these meetings to never end.
当你有这种感觉的时候，你就不会想要停止聚会，你希望这个聚会永远不停。
This is what the writer is talking about.
希伯来书的作者就是讲这样子的聚会。
It is not just about, okay, please don't neglect to go to these meetings.
它不光是说，你们不要停止聚会啊。
It is about how we can make these meetings so that we really don't want to miss these meetings.
而它是说，我们怎么样聚会才会让大家觉得，哦，我们绝对不要错过这些聚会。
And that can only take place when each of us is willing to contribute and participate.
这样子的聚会只有要每一个成员能够投入，能够付出，才可以实现的。
This is the life that God has given us.
这是神给我们的生命。
Our theme for this year is hold fast and stir up.
今年的主题是持定盼望，彼此相顾。
And it is based on the verses that we focus on today.
这个是根据我们今天所读的经节。
Our change in our relationship with Christ changed the way that we look at the world.
因为我们跟基督的关系改变了，我们对世界的看法也就改变了。
Change the way we live our lives.
我们的生命生活也改变了。
We are no longer blinded by the things of the world.
我们不再被世界上的事物蒙蔽。
But come to a true realization of what our hearts desire as people of God.
而我们真正的了解，作为神的子民，我们心里的渴望是什么？
With our true heart, we see that the hope that we have is in Christ.
有了这个诚心呢，我们就知道我们的盼望是在基督里。
And that hope help us navigate this world.
那有了这个盼望，在基督里的盼望，能够帮助我们面对生活的挑战。
And through this new relationship with Christ.
而透过这个与基督被更新的关系，
We can build this new community together as we meet.
我们可以一起建立这个新的群体。
Let us pray.
来，我们一起祷告。
Our dear gracious Lord,
我们亲爱的天父，
As we come to the breaking bread meeting,
当我们一起来到擘饼聚会的时候，
May we remember the work that you have done on the cross.
让我们纪念你在十字架上的作为。
A work that has completely transformed our lives.
改变了我们生命的作为。
So that we can live a life that is filled with hope.
就因此我们的生活，我们的生命可以有盼望。
We can desire you with our true heart.
我们的诚心可以真正的渴望你。
And we can partake in this communion with our brothers and sisters right here with us.
我们可以跟弟兄姐妹一起来擘饼，来在你的桌前。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主基督耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.